Okay, this is a tough thing.
And it says serious relationship as a disclaimer, not just like,
yeah,
hey, I met you for the first time. Here's my social insurance number.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing. You're not married.
Yeah.
It depends how long you've been together and how serious a relationship is. I mean, like, if engaged, then I might say yes, you know, go that route. If having dated a long time and it's, you know, very serious, then perhaps yes. But as you just mentioned, if you've only gone out for like a couple of days, I don't think you'd go that route just yet.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you have to ask God to show you what you need to do. You know, yeah, you need to be sure the person you're dating is the one you intend to marry, because that really is the purpose of dating. It's not just to play the field.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people use that term, you know, when, you know, talking about dating, even Christians saying, oh, just play the field. It's like, no, no, no. That's not the purpose of dating. Purpose is to find who you're supposed to be with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, commit the relationship to the Lord. Ask for his leading on this kind of thing. James 1 verses 5 through 8 talks about this. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. And it's funny, we talked about being unstable a little bit earlier tonight. This passage talks about that. You know, just if you're unstable in your mind about this, then I wouldn't pursue going ahead and giving them full access to all that you have.
Yeah, I definitely believe that there's wisdom. I know a lot of people teach, like, keep it separate until you're actually married.
Yeah.
Then things come together because you are one, which is very controversial to a lot of people for some reason. But for example, even me in my relationship, so I've been, I'm like in a serious relationship, been there for a while. And all I'd say is, like, sure, I think I gave her my phone password, but if she ever wanted to see something on my phone, like, I got nothing to hide. Like, sure.
Yeah.
I got no problems with that. And so if she even asked something like more important, something maybe to do with finances, I have no problem having that conversation. Do I have like a list of passwords that I just give her? No. But at the same time, like, there's transparency, but it's still separate until one day when we be married, then things come together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's only when you're married that these things are kind of a necessity, because even from a legal standpoint,
yeah,
something happens to one person.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the other person can sit there and go, okay, I do know how to get access to it. But
yeah. This is crazy. And I don't know, like, I know we have, like, we're running out of time here, but so many times I've seen people not married and they go and they, I probably like three people this year that I personally know,
yeah,
went in like, oh, you know, like, we're in love, we're going to get married, and they buy a house together. Mm. They said, hey, I'm going to do this. And then you know what happened?
They broke up.
Yeah. In the majority of those times, they broke up, and now it's really complicated and it's really ugly and messy. So, you know, the two become one at a certain time. Before that, it just gets really complicated.
It really does. You know, so be sure.